I have the country. Many of them are in a situation of despair. Many suffer because of injustice and discrimination. The amount of violence and despair in them is very huge. And if we know how to listen as a nation to their suffering, we can already bring a lot of relief. They feel that they are being understood. They can defuse the bomb already.
World-renowned Buddhist monk, anti-war activist, poet, and teacher Thich Nhat Hanh, speaking just 2 weeks after the September 11th attacks right here in New York at Riverside Church. Thich Nhat Hanh died Saturday at the age of 95. For more, we are joined by his longtime friend and fellow peace activist, Father John Deere, former director of the Fellowship of Reconciliation, the group that first brought Thich Nhat Hanh to the United States in the 1960s. Father Deere, welcome back to Democracy Now! That was when he met with Dr. Martin Luther King, influenced him to write the speech against the war in Vietnam, and then King nominated Thich Nhat Hanh for a Nobel Peace Prize. Talk about your relationship.
Thank you so much, Amy, and thank you for playing that beautiful clip. So I knew Ty from because of my friendship with Daniel Berrigan and because I was the director of Fellowship of Reconciliation, but I had been in contact with him in the late 80s and early 90s. Remember, Amy, the Fellowship of Reconciliation is the group that brought him to the United States in 1966. And our friend John Heidbrink was the genius who set this up. His idea was, nobody knew who Thich Nhat Hanh was. I need to introduce this unknown Vietnamese monk to the three most important religious leaders in the United States, Martin Luther King, Thomas Merton, and Daniel Berrigan. And that was brilliant. And each of them were changed by Thich Nhat Hanh. Dr. King said he'd never met anybody like him, and same with Thomas Merton. And then Daniel Berrigan became very close with him. And after Dan got out of prison, moved to Paris and lived with him in 1974 and 75. Met him, though. I spent a day with him when I became the executive director of the Fellowship of Reconciliation in the late 90s, and knew him up till actually spent a day with him shortly before his massive stroke in 2016 in Plum Village. So I got to know him personally and talk about all these things, our friends, especially Daniel Berrigan, peace movement, nonviolence. He was always challenging me and criticizing me, but wow, he was really an embodiment of peace and gentleness and nonviolence. He practiced what he preached. And his message to me in the peace movement in the United States was, be the peace you want to seek. He had that sentence, to practice nonviolence, you have to become nonviolence. And he did that. So all his teachings about engaged Buddhism and mindfulness and living in the present moment of peace and being as nonviolent as you can to yourself and everyone, and part of the engagement in the world, as you saw in that speech of disarming the world. He said it really important to activists who care about justice and disarmament and creation. We more than all have to be on our game and totally centered in peace 24/7. And it was a great pleasure and joy to know the great man. I had a feeling every time I was with him, it was like being with Gandhi, you know. He was so peaceful.
Well, Father Deere, we're going to do a part two with you, talking about the life of Thich Nhat Hanh. You were also a dear friend of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who we also lost in the last weeks, and we'll talk about him as well. Father John Deere, longtime peace activist, Catholic priest, executive director of the Beatitude Center, now in Big Sur, California. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warren, of Trine Endura. Special thanks to Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
nurse.
I'm a nurse too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to hear him say,
seventh day. The seventh son was looking for a seventh day's getaway. The wood came down from a blinding light. You got one chance, baby, 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 better do it right. Well, I was driving down on the 101. It was late at night and I was thinking about the things I'd done. All of my regrets and baby, all of my fears. I was slipping the car from gear to gear to gear. Man, I really got going. I started picking up speed. I hit 135 and I had everything I need. Started shaking bad, fearing for my life. I let go of the wheel and I blew into the night.
Yeah. Stranglers tackling question mark and the Mysterians 96 tears, wrapping up that set of music. Before the Stranglers, Steve Wynn in there from his Static Transmission album with Amphetamine. Steve Wynn coming to town, confirmed it yet again today. I'm confirming it every single day. He is performing at Bantha, a little tea shop on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, and it's an exclusive show. It's not a private show. But the only way to get tickets, I believe, is going to Steve Wynn's website. Yeah, maybe reach out to Bantha and find out more information. But that's what I believe. But I am extremely excited about going to this show. I'm already on deck to go to that show. And maybe you are too. I don't know. But I'm going to keep playing some Steve Wynn for you. Why not? Temptations before that. Papa was a Rolling Stone. I'll let you figure out, outside of the fact that it's an awesome song, why I decided to throw that into my show today. And then some Lou Reed. Lou Reed starting off the entire set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this very time. People call me the Mockster, so indeed my name is Mock. I got lots of music in store for you for my program. And, hey, speaking of that Temptations and a little R&B soulful sound, let's move into, it's the Mockster, a cover song, but let's move into a song that was penned by Curtis Mayfield.
Now there's a place right across town whenever you're ready.
Bye. monkey, baby.
You ready for my monkey?
I'm ready and my monkey is ready.
Your monkey? Whew, you better put that baby on a chain.
My monkey know what he's talking about. And he's gonna jump all over
you. Stop it, feet. I don't want to hear about it no
what
more.
What a whole lot of love tonight. Treat your monkey right. What a whole lot of love tonight. Monkey.
reputation. The recording of the conversation, taken out of context, so they say. Countrymen will get them.
Talking Heads wrapping up that set of music with Thank You For Sending Me an Angel. First track you can find on their 1978 release, More Songs About Buildings and Food, produced by Brian Eno. Before the Talking Heads, some Pretenders went back to the Learning to Crawl album for Fast or Slow, The Law is the Law. And you're saying, Moxter, that really did not sound like, and that's how you talk. I don't know if you know that. That's the voice you use. Moxter, that really didn't sound like Chrissie Hynde, and it wasn't, because it was the drummer, Martin Chambers, taking lead vocals on that one. Hey, Rave Up's in there before that. Formed right here in Pittsburgh back in 1979, and then they moved to L.A. and, had some success. They were in the movie Pretty in Pink, That seems pretty cool to me, but Positively Lost Me is the track I played for you and start off the entire set. Fee Waybell and his friends. Yeah, the Tubes doing Monkey Time, or The Monkey Time, I should call it. It's a song that was penned by Curtis Mayfield and was made a hit by Major Vance back in the olden days. Martha Davis of the Motels is the female vocal you hear on that track. Hey, speaking of olden days, do you actually remember Top 40 Radio and what it sounded like back in the 70s? Yeah, most of us don't. But Jay Thurber does, or does he? Anyway, just say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 each and every Saturday for a mix of oldies, a mix of newies, and a mix of snark. Yeah, he puts it all in there. He mixes it up in one big giant bowl, and his wife cooks it for like an hour, hour and a half. Actually, she cooks it for 3 hours, and then you get it as a WRCT's Radio 9. It's Saturdays at noon right here on 88.3 FM. Hey, my name is Paul. We're just having fun. We're doing a show called Viva La Mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a song for me to play on a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let's move into, we'll call it a little indie pop session. Starting things off with the title track from Unrest's Isabel album.
Yeah.
brand new music from Manchester, England's Museum of Tomorrow, and their song Smoke Screen. The new album's called The Speed of Sound, and it's available at your finer record stores or online, or just figure that part out. I don't know. Speaking of the UK, the Field Mice, a little indie pop band from the UK, giving us September's Not So Far Away. My gosh, I was stuck in the UK for part of that, wasn't I? Wonder Stuff before that. The Wonder Stuff doing their cover of the Youngbloods Get Together. And then I came back stateside to start off that entire set with some Unrest. And the song Isabel gets us to where we are now. We're about, 9 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I got to remind you a couple things. First and foremost, if you want to listen to better music, you should tune into Consolidation on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 right here in WRCT with your host, Dan Strange. Also, between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, you know, life can get pretty busy. So you should actually take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You might be surprised to see what you've been missing. Now, for more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message is brought to you from the National Eye Institute, which is at the National Institutes of Health, and of course your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You know, sometimes I'm digging around my personal collection, the WRCT collection, maybe your collection late at night, who knows, but I found this Peel session, which I had not heard before, and I'm like, oh, look at this. It's from the Delgados. Love the Delgados. And they do an ELO cover. Yeah. Gotta play it. Gotta play it, don't I? It's Mr. Blue Sky here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Thank you.
You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude. Hot Swinger, 1973, Galaxy 500, out the way, stars green, gotta go. Dodge Swinger, 1973, top down, chassis low, panel dim, light drive, Jesus on the dashboard. T-minus whenever it feels right, Galaxy 500, planets align, a king is born. Whenever it feels right, whenever it feels right, whenever it feels right. Dodge Swinger, 1973, flaps down, chassis free, Buzz Aldrin, Armstrong, or maybe just me. Don't worry, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming. Jesus on the dashboard, oh yeah. Whenever it feels right, whenever it feels right, whenever it feels right. The seat back a little lower. Watch light bending.